WHO proposes the following criteria to choose your RDT to detect malaria. First of all, you have to choose a test that detects the correct Plasmodium species, obviously. But do you have Plasmodium falciparum only, or do you have Vivax co-infections? Do you have Vivax at all in your endemic setting? All this will define which test you should choose. The shelf life and the temperature stability of your test are two very important criteria. Especially the temperature might be indicated as room temperature on the test. Well, if you check closely, the temperature that a test can be stored in only goes up to 35 degrees, while if you're in a tropical setting, the temperatures can easily go higher than 40 degrees. The ease of use, including the format of the test. So there are multiple formats of tests, and you have to choose one that convenes with your setting. Possibly a test that your personnel is already acquainted to. You have to check on the requirements for the post-treatment testing of the patients. So do you have to check your patients after treatment if they have cleared? In that case, an HRP2-based test might not be the ideal one, because the HRP2 molecule lasts after clearance of the treatment and the test will still be positive. You of course have to take the cost into consideration, including the transport, the training, and the quality control needed for the test. And of course, the performance of the test, where WHO strongly advises you to use the WHO data instead of the leaflet of the test, which usually is over-optimistic. And of course, the sensitivity and the specificity of your test.